Paula, you got to protect the homes too, or Medi-Cal will put a lien on it. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah. From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former All-Star pitcher Roger Clemens is now under indictment, accused of lying to Congress about using performance-enhancing drugs. He told a congressional committee in 2008 he had never taken steroids or HGH, and he added at the time,
"Do I think steroids are good for helping someone's performance? No. In fact, I think they are detrimental. These types of drugs should play no role in the game of baseball and athletics at any level."
Clemens' former trainer Brian McNamee testified at the same hearing he had injected Clemens with steroids several times. A recent survey shows one in six Americans now believes President Obama is a Muslim, and the White House wants to convince you he's not.
Assalamu alaikum.
In his speech to Muslims in Cairo last year, the president stressed his father shared their faith. But as for himself,
"I'm a Christian."
With a Pew poll showing Americans increasingly thinking the president is Muslim and increasingly saying they don't know the president's religion, a White House spokesman says Mr. Obama is obviously Christian, that he prays every day, but that making sure the public knows how devout he is not a top priority. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The federal government is suspending the permit of that California company that sponsored last weekend's off-road truck race in which eight people were killed. Do you still have a television set or a landline? A new Pew Research study says both are quickly becoming dinosaurs, replaced by computer monitors and cell phones.
When it comes to the landline telephone and the television set, the numbers who think they are necessities are sinking.
The Pew Research Center's Paul Taylor. It was a dismal day at the New York Stock Exchange. The markets took a plunge as a new report on unemployment was released.
Clearly, the stock market did an about-face because of this jobless number. Everybody recognizes the importance of it as a leading indicator of employment conditions.
Economist Hugh Johnson from Albany. End of the day, the Dow was down 137 points, and the NASDAQ was down 34 points. You're listening to ABC News.
So, you've got a mortgage?
I do.
Want to lower your payments by refinancing at today's low rates?
I would, but the mortgage process is worse than going to the dentist.
That's true. But one company has revolutionized the entire home loan experience.
Who's that?
Quicken Loans. Their process is so simple and painless, they've grown to become the largest online lender in the country.
Really?
Yeah. You can do everything from the comfort of your home. E-sign your documents, check your loan status online in real time, and get the best mortgage that's custom fit to your individual needs.
Wow, that's a serious breakthrough.
And it works. 94% of all Quicken Loans closed clients refer their friends and family to them.
That's definitely better than the dentist.
It is. Closing hundreds of thousands of loans in all 50 states and 25 years of experience doing it tends to make you a home loan expert.
How do I get started?
Just go to quickenloans.com or call 888-99-QUICK. That's quickenloans.com or 888-99-QUICK.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Federal officials say a jetliner is being held on the tarmac at San Francisco's airport because of an alleged phone threat. The passengers are all being rescreened. The last combat troops are now out of Iraq, and at least one general who just left says that country will make it.
General Donald Currier with the California National Guard just returned from Iraq.
It's up to the Iraqis what their destiny will be.
He says it's time for the U.S. to move out combat troops, but what the country will become, he has his questions.
They can do what they need to do technically and tactically. Politically is a different issue.
General Currier has spent three tours in Iraq. He says he's now happy to be home in Folsom, California. Alex Stone, ABC News.
There are 50,000 U.S. troops remaining in Iraq, but ABC's Martha Raddatz says they're not deployed in a combat role and they may soon be going elsewhere, probably Afghanistan.
They will definitely have what's called dwell time, and they would have to retrain to go to Afghanistan, and there is a line of people already in the queue who are going to Afghanistan, but I would not be surprised if eventually these same soldiers end up in Afghanistan, because that is where the U.S. is adding troops. That is where the focus has shifted now.
American Airlines has fired a cleaning worker and police have charged him with theft. Officials say the guy stole thousands of dollars worth of items left behind on planes, found at the man's home, allegedly cell phones, cameras, iPods, and sunglasses. This is ABC News.
Meet Ryan Willard, owner of a new Buick LaCrosse.
I fell in love with the LaCrosse when I saw one on the street. So I went to test drive one for myself. It just felt like the car for me, and I immediately bought it. A lot of people compare this car to a Lexus. To me, that's a compliment, because Lexus costs much more. And, you know, so if I have a nicer car for a cheaper price, thank you.
To hear more of Ryan's story and to learn more about LaCrosse, visit Buick.com.
and may the best car win.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Activity is picking up at that American Airlines plane being held on the tarmac at San Francisco Airport. KGO's John Bristow is on the scene reporting the passengers now are being taken off that plane. John?
Yeah, this all started when some sort of verbal threat was made regarding Flight 24 from San Francisco to New York, and the flight was aborted. The American Airlines plane has been here on the tarmac ever since the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We had word the passengers would be taken off the plane and rescreened. We don't have absolute confirmation of that happening as yet. Information has been relatively scant. We are scheduled to get a further update at 1:30. Live at SFO, I'm John Bristow, KGO Radio News.
We're hearing that the passengers are being taken out the front door of the plane, six at a time, for security screening, then being put on buses back to the terminal. All the luggage will be rescreened and the plane itself swept for anything suspicious. This was, as John says, American Airlines Flight 24. It had been destined for New York's JFK Airport. Right now at San Francisco Airport, other flights, even American Airlines flights, are coming and going, perhaps not exactly on schedule, but they are coming and going. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
In Oakland, West 580 at 13, the two right lanes are blocked with an accident. You're backed up about a half a mile. Crash San Jose North 280 before Winchester. Take care of your car. Your car will take care of you. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in the engine. Use the gasoline that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young weather forecast says more fog tonight. Temperatures in the 50s. Tomorrow, fog in the morning. Sunny in the afternoon, but cooler. Highs in the 60s by the bay. The 70s inland. This is KGO Radio News.
Boys delay their sisters from becoming women and from having sex. This is coming out of Australia. First, the presence of an older brother seemed to delay the onset of menstruation by a year on average. Having a younger brother seems to postpone the beginning of sexual activity. Now, first, you got to think to yourself, wait a second, if I accept those numbers, how could that possibly be? Well, it's a lot of conjecture here. Older brothers may have delayed the physiological maturation of their sisters in terms of them having the onset of menstruation by absorbing more parental resources or by applying psychological stresses or a whole bunch of other things that have a lot to do with it. A woman's period is extraordinarily sensitive. You know, you can stop your period with stress or exercise or going on a diet. Younger brothers may delay girls' behavioral maturation by demanding older sisters assume caretaking roles. So it goes on and on and on. The point is that the numbers seem to stick. It was, they interviewed about 300 Australians. I don't know if that's enough to really make the claim, but as I look it over, it's just one of those things you stop to think about. Of course, I sent it off to my sister. She's been blaming me, and she's right. Okay, here comes the study on acupuncture. Listen up. Any study in acupuncture doesn't have an appropriate control group, throw it out. What's an appropriate control group? Not comparing to people who have no treatment. That's ridiculous. You go in and have needles stuck in you, the placebo effect's going to be very powerful. You've got to stick needles into places where they normally don't go, right? Sham acupuncture, or stick needles in the regular spots but have those little sliding needles you can't tell they're not really sticking you, all right? And even then, when I see a study that showed some positive effects for acupuncture, I kind of laugh because they ignore something very important. Why do we do double-blind studies? You know the term double-blind? Well, it's because doctors, if we know what the treatment is, we will influence outcome just by our attitude. If a doctor knows he's giving you a placebo, say we're doing a study, and the doctor's all, oh, here's your pill, Marion, right? But if he knows he's giving you the real pill, here you go, Marion, you'll like these, this will help you. Or just the way he sits, just his demeanor. We're human beings, we pick up on all that kind of stuff. So they controlled for that in this one, and this is fascinating. First of all, they did 500 people with knee arthritis. Half of them got traditional Chinese acupuncture or a fake treatment, right? Both real and the fake acupuncture group had the same reduction in pain. All right, patients reported a little more pain relief when they were treated by someone who said, I've had a lot of success with treating knee pain, compared to an acupuncturist who said, it may or may not work for you. In other words, the enthusiasm of the acupuncturist had a lot to do with success. Once again, objectively, There was no difference between a fake acupuncture, in other words, sticking the needles anywhere you wanted to, and the real acupuncture. There have been some studies to say if you stick the acupuncture needle where the person has the pain. Remember, acupuncture traditionally doesn't work like that. You can have pain someplace, one end of the body, but you stick the needles in the other end of the body to, you know, to block the flow of this mythical energy, chi, right? So you get an electroplacebo effect from that. This, of course, is very similar to a study of 1,200 patients with back pain that I told you about who got fake acupuncture or real acupuncture or physical therapy and exercise. Half the patients in both the real and the fake group got significant pain relief. And it goes on and on and on. So I stand behind my statement. It doesn't work. But does that mean it has no place in medicine? And that is a question I wrestle with. And I get my skeptic friends upset with it. Simply because, you know, if you came to me with a back problem and my choice is to write your prescription for a heavy opiate or give you acupuncture, and I'm sitting here, looks like half the people got better with the fake or the real acupuncture, why would I not do that? I just feel bad charging you for something that is working simply by the power of suggestion. But you tell me. You tell me. Here, this is a case. This is a case that'll back that up. Your odds of going under the knife depends upon whether or not your orthopedic surgeon has a financial stake in your treatment center. Told you this before. Until we wrestle with this particular issue, we're not going to control costs. We physicians are willing to admit this. We know the doctors who do this. They know who they are. And it's a very tricky deal because a physician, ethically, is not supposed to own a drugstore. That's about as sophisticated as the thinking was when they passed that rule. They never thought that doctors would own hospitals or surgery centers or MRI machines. We just never thought about it. And we need to get involved in this if we're going to lower costs. Patients receiving care for the wrist, rotator cuff, or knee from a provider with ownership in a facility were twice as likely to have surgery compared to those treated by non-owners. This is not a happy thing. A physician is doubly motivated to perform the procedure. Not only do they profit from professional fees, but also receive residual claim of profits. Now, the federal law bans physicians from referring a Medicare or a Medicaid patient to centers in which the doctor has an ownership interest. Half of the states have similar laws, but the rules don't apply to specialty facilities or ambulatory surgical centers, the number of which have been rising across the country. So the feds are aware of this. This is coming under the heading of trying to stop, quote, fraud in medicine. I don't want to get too back, go backwards with some of the stuff we were hearing during the debate about medical care, like death panels and all that. But here's a report that ought to get you to stop and think. This has to do with end-of-life care, palliative care is called, that patients with terminal cancer who began receiving palliative care immediately upon diagnosis were happier, more mobile, in less pain, and here comes a big one, they lived 3 months longer. The decision to strike end-of-life provisions from the health care overhaul passed last year would be very foolish. Palliative care is the opposite of all the rhetoric about death panels. It's not about killing Granny, it's about keeping Granny alive as long as possible with the best quality of life. I can't stand when these little short phrases crop up and political groups capitalize on them and deal with a population who has trouble understanding the English language. It just drives me nuts. Patients with fast-growing lung cancer, they're going to die, randomly assigned and quickly, to either get oncology treatment alone, cancer treatment, or cancer treatment with palliative care. That's like hospice, pain relief, other measures to improve a patient's quality of life. They were followed. At the end point of the study, most of them were dead. Those getting palliative care from the start, less depression, happier lives, as measured on scales of pain, nausea, mobility, worry, and other problems, even though substantially fewer of them opted for aggressive chemotherapy as the illness worsened, and many more left orders that they not be resuscitated in a crisis, they typically live 3 months longer than the group getting standard care. Doctors and patients traditionally see palliative care as something extended to the hospitalized patient in the last weeks of life. We need to change our attitude. It can't determine why they live longer, but several theories. You know, depression shortens your life, anxiety shortens your life. Patients whose pain is treated sleep better, eat better, talk more with relatives. Hospitals are a dangerous place for sick people. You get pneumonia with bad germs, etc. And it begins with a long conversation, palliative care does, with a patient with terminal diagnosis and what they want out of the remaining life they have, including options, etc., etc. This is in a New England Journal of Medicine, an extremely important paper. This report about how education and race is very upsetting to me. There are a million statistics being generated by this report. It just finds that we are failing many ethnic groups here. The five worst performing districts with large black male student enrollment. This is the graduation rates. New York, 28% of black males graduating high school. Philly, 28%. Detroit, Michigan, 27%. By the way, in the details, Detroit, Michigan, while 27% of black males graduate high school, a lower percentage of white males do. So it's not all about being black. It's about failure here, the educational system. And our society and our culture. You can't just blame teachers. New Jersey, Newark, did really, really well. Among the highest rates in the country. New Jersey overall, 69% of black male students graduating. California, 54%. It goes on and on and on, just simply to show you that it's different everywhere, which means we can standardize, we can learn from each other, we can help. Buffalo, New York, 25%, meaning 75% of black males not graduating high school. Real quickly on the subject of education, this is a plug. I'm on the board of this school. I know this is a time when a lot of parents are really just going nuts at what to do with their kids. This is a boarding school. It's a different place. It's an independent boarding school which serves kids who learn differently. You know who those kids are. They can handle kids with ADD, kids who are on medication, etc. Hands-on learning. They got everything from international travel programs. These kids have been to Egypt, to Mexico, Peru, and China. If they opt for that, they got a snowboarding program. It's a non-traditional boarding school with this experiential approach to learning. I told you I'm on the board. Both of our kids went there. Yes, it's a private school, but in terms of bang for the buck, you can't beat it. I wish I could say any kid who applies could get in. We need scholarship money, and I'm not pitching you for money. I just know if you have kids, you know, who've got some real problems and you know where they're heading in public school, you need to know about this place. Caring, loving people. I can't say too much about it, and I've revealed my connection to this school. So it's nawaacademy.org, and they've got some beds. NAWA, N-A-W-A. All right, this all run it together. It's two A's in there. It looks funny. You know these URLs, you see, when the last letter of one word, the first word is a vowel, and you get these strange things. Looks weird. NAWA, N-A-W-A, academy.org. Check it out. Okay, here we go. This is going to tick a lot of you off. Yes, yes, these cells are from aborted fetuses. Yes, they are called fetal stem cells. And yes, animals with spinal cord injuries, they got up and they walked and they did better. Does that excite you at all? The company here wants to begin human trials in 2011. I know a lot of people, for religious reasons, they object to this. I think that's fine. If you are your child is in a wheelchair, you don't have to avail your child, get your child this treatment. You don't have to pursue it. Don't have to even think about it. It's your choice. This is America. But for you to stop us, the rest of us, who might not believe that this is bad. Did I get that right? I had two negatives. I can't remember. I don't understand. I don't understand how you feel you can influence it. Anyway, that's good news. Here's a judge denying an online religious group's bid for church status. I mean, it bothers me. What is a church? You know, Scientology is a church in this country. In Europe, it's not. How do you get to be a church? Well, this particular online church did not get the status. And there's an interesting article here about religion in America, as long as we're talking about it. That's interesting. And the Pope is very upset that church attendance is down and people identifying themselves as religious, down. Fewer than 18% of people now attend church regularly. That's way down, a big fall, even though the population in the United States grew 27% in the years of that study. What's growing right now, atheists and non-believers doubled in the decade between 1990 and 2001, from 14 million to 29 million. Still a minor percentage of the country are atheists, 14%. And of course, a lot of people don't tell pollsters the truth, so who knows what it is. And here's an evangelical himself, a pollster, looked at 70 moral behaviors and didn't find a difference between the actions of those who were born again and those who weren't. Divorces among born-agains as common as any other group. Wives in traditional male-dominated marriages, 3 times more likely to be beaten. Evangelical women make up 3.5% of the population. They make up 20% of women who get abortions. So just a lot of interesting statistics. And then medication. I can't believe this. The average American, 11.6 prescriptions a year. The state with the highest number of prescriptions per capita, 18.4%, is Virginia. Second, Tennessee, 17 retail prescriptions per capita. That's a lot of drugs. Okay, I want to talk to you about power. Are you the boss or are you the underling? If you're the underling, maybe you want to stay where you are. We'll talk about some of the myths and some of the truths about success and power. It has to do with politics and corporations. Absolutely an amazing look at this. You'll enjoy it. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dina Delp.
Hi, I'm Joan Hamburg, radio host and consumer advocate. Are travel plans in your future? Well, if you're like me, nothing throws your body out of whack, like flying into another time zone or even just going away for the weekend. Because when you travel, your schedule changes and so may your diet. You may become less active. You can end up jet lagged. And all these things can lead to occasional constipation. So anytime you prepare for a trip, the one thing you should always remember is pack the Senecot tablets. They really work. Senecot really works. They're made with a natural vegetable laxative ingredient. It provides gentle yet effective relief. And now you can get a big $10 in savings. Go to GetConstipationRelief.com. Enter the promo code Joan. And to learn more about Colace and Senecot brands, it's easy. Go to GetConstipationRelief.com. And of course, use only as directed.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all, and that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
Gentlemen, looking for a new truck you want to really use like a truck? You know, haul, tow, push, pull, all the good stuff? Then Chevrolet Silverado is your truck. Available 403 horsepower and 417 foot-pounds of torque. That's more than both Ford and Dodge crew cabs. Heavy load to pull? Properly equipped Chevy Silverado can tow up to 5 tons. And talk about quality. When they're built better, they're backed better. Silverado comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. That's 40,000 more miles than an F-150. Make the right choice. Chevrolet Silverado. The most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road, period.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on any 2010 Silverado. That's 0% financing for 6 years. See your Northern California Chevy dealer for details and take delivery by September 7th.
Monthly payment is $1,389 for every $1,000 financed. Example down payment is 6%. Not available with some other offers. Dependability based on longevity 1981 through July 2009. Full-size pickup registrations.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness. It all begins with a call to Dr. Dina Dell. 800-548-TALK. 'Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing. Oh, you haven't heard nothing yet. That's 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Dr. Dina Dell here. And listen, the outpouring of all of you trying to help a caller from last program, a vision-impaired man who's just becoming isolated and has lost his friends and is having trouble getting out of the house is, testimonial to the humanity in all of us. That's great. Unfortunately, the phone lines are getting jammed, which is a positive thing. So listen, ask Dr. Dean at live.com your suggestions and your help. We can collate it all and we can pass it on to Albert, all right? Ask Dr. Dean at live.com, and that's where you can ask us email questions, which I incorporate sometimes surreptitiously and cleverly and sometimes up front. So that's how you get a hold of us. All right. Let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim? Welcome to the program. Jim, you there? Nope. Let's go to Ken. Are you there, Ken?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Fire away.
I had talked to you yesterday about my doctor requiring me to take a urine test for drugs to continue my treatment for my...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I sent the doctor an email asking him, you know, how is this, you know, it doesn't seem to be right. And he said, well, you don't have to take the test, only if you want us to continue to prescribe your medication for your chronic pain.
You got to be kidding me.
No, that's what he said. He said that it was a new policy, and because they want to make sure that the people that are getting prescribed the medication are taking it, they're not, and there's no real way to, so they screen it for.
So they want to see that it's in your blood to know that you're taking it, as opposed to faking it, getting the pills and selling it. Is that it?
Correct, and that's what he said. And then I said, well, okay, well, I can understand that, but what about testing me for other drugs? You know, because. The reason that this happened is I'm a little on the claustrophobic side, and about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I went on a plane trip, and I took a half of a Valium to calm me down. Well, I'm not prescribed Valium, and my
right.
came back and jumped all over me because he found Valium in my blood test, my urine test. And I'm like, well, to do with anything, you know? That's against the law and this and that. I'm like, dude, I took a half of a Valium to fly on a plane. What's the big deal? You know, but he's like, well, that's not prescribed by me and this and that. I'm like...
Yes, well, it's, you know, well, you might say, okay, you're right, Doc. I have anxiety with flying. I've prescribed it. I've given it to people. I know people have done the same thing. I said, well, I would say, okay, Doc, fine. Can I get a prescription for when I fly? I don't need a lot of it, just a few, just so I can do it. Okay, done deal. You know, this idea of not trusting you first as a first instinct in a physician that's treating you, I'll fall back on what we said yesterday, has to do with the pressure being put on physicians, that somehow it's their fault, so they're going to pass it on to you. Because, listen, when a patient does the things that you're talking about, when people do doctor shop to get pills and to sell them, it's certainly not the doctor's fault. But in so many of these cases, we could institute a system that would answer the question. It's rare, by the way, that a patient goes to a single doctor and gets, say, a 30-day supply of pain medication, and comes back to that doctor and gets another 30-day, that patient, statistically, is selling the pills. Extremely rare. It would be enough simply if pharmacies would have, and this has been proposed, a central place where prescriptions are collated, and they can see if you got four prescriptions that day from four different pharmacies or four different doctors for the same medication. That's a flag for a drug dealer. And to put it on you and is just, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it, you know, falls back on an old New York saying that I learned as a kid. It's called pay to $2. You get a parking ticket, you spend 3 days at City Hall trying to fight it, or you pay the darn $2 and get behind you. I don't know what to tell you. If this is what the doctor is saying, I don't understand the ethics of it. If you don't submit to a test that's essentially to see if you're a drug dealer, we're not going to treat you. There's something ethical there that I have a problem with. You can call around another pain clinic, but you said they're the best going, and I think you may be stuck. All right, I want to talk to you about whether you're the boss or the underling and about what happens with power and how you get to a place of power. And maybe you want to stay where you are. You'll find this very interesting, I think. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A telephone threat against American Airlines Flight 24 from San Francisco means the plane has been held on the tarmac for more than 4 hours now. It never did take off. We don't know the nature of the threat. We do know that passengers are finally being taken off the plane in groups of six. They're being rescreened on the tarmac and then taken back to the terminal. The baggage all will be rescreened and the plane itself will be screened for anything suspicious. This plane had been intending to fly to New York to JFK Airport, but it is still on the tarmac at SFO. There are no injuries reported in this, and other flights are taking off and landing at SFO while all this goes on. This is KGO Radio News.
A better way. You'll find it at your Bay Area Midas. It's the way we listen and do more than you expect. Come to Midas for an oil change, and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes, all for just $19.99. It's how we keep your car maintenance simple and keep you as a customer. People and prices you can count on. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
We are mid-sized businesses,
the engines of a smarter planet.
The explosion of data within our companies provides tremendous opportunity.
But we need the right tools to take advantage of it.
IBM Cognos Express is the first and only
integrated business intelligence and planning solution
built and priced to meet the needs of mid-sized companies.
Solutions start at $25 per user per month. Go to ibm.com/engine/Cognos.
Price assumes a 36-month full payout and is subject to change by IBM without notice.
If you're looking for the fastest internet, triple the HD channels on your TV and online, and an on-demand library approaching 20,000 titles, look no further than Xfinity. Let's start with your TV. Any room DVR is now available through Xfinity with crystal clear HD quality in every room. And your TV on your schedule thanks to Xfinity On Demand, which you can even access online at no additional cost. Plus, beginning this month, Xfinity is launching My DVR, which allows you to program your DVR from anywhere using a computer or smartphone. Again, no additional cost through Xfinity. Now to Xfinity high-speed internet with its enhanced fiber optic network, giving you an unparalleled online experience and peace of mind with your valuable files kept safe in Xfinity's online storage, accessible from anywhere. And Xfinity voice rated number one in call clarity with unlimited local and long-distance calling within the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. So much to offer. From house calls to operators available 24/7, Xfinity is always there for you. Get real live support and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-XFINITY today.
There's more to life than a Volvo, like the comfort of knowing the safe and secure coverage plan that comes with every new Volvo is unmatched by any other luxury brand. It's better than BMW, better than Mercedes-Benz, better than Lexus, better than Audi, Acura, and Infiniti too. In fact, you pay nothing to repair or maintain your Volvo for 5 years. This best-in-class coverage plan includes 5 years of warranty, 5 years of factory scheduled maintenance, 5 years of roadside assistance, and 5 years of wear and tear coverage, including brakes, rotors, and wiper blades. No one else comes close to giving you all of this, which is why IntelliChoice says Volvo has the lowest cost of ownership of any luxury brand. Compare for yourself at volvocars.us. There's more to life than a Volvo. That's why you drive one. Right now at the Volvo Model Year End Sales Event, lease the 2010 Volvo XC60 Crossover for $399 a month and receive our complimentary safe and secure coverage plan for the life of your lease. Plan excludes tires. Visit BayAreaVolvoDealers.com or call 1-800-480-9012 for details.
The world is full of perfect pairs, peanut butter and jelly, yin and yang, jeans and a t-shirt, and now home and auto from Farmers Insurance. Buy them together and receive a great discount on both policies. It's as sweet as a chocolate vanilla swirl. Ask a Farmers agent about our perfect pair discounts. Two of dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Get world-class savings and the service to match. Find your agent today at Farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
Mm-mm-mm. A McDonald's cool and creamy iced coffee. Choose from regular vanilla, sugar-free vanilla, caramel, or hazelnut at just $1.49 for the 22-ounce cup. It's one refreshing price. Prices and participation may vary.
All right, you've all heard, you know, the latest missteps of someone in a position of power. Politicians get caught doing illegal things, corporate executive, etc. It says here in surveys, we're going to talk about the power trip and the Machiavellian cliches, which may not hold up. Surveys of organizations find the vast majority of rude and inappropriate behaviors like shouting, profanities, come from the offices of those with the most authority. This is the paradox of power. The very traits that help people get control in the first place disappear when they become powerful. Instead of being polite, honest, and outgoing, they become impulsive, reckless, and rude. In some cases, these new habits can help a leader be more decisive and single-minded, or more likely to make choices that will be profitable, regardless of the popularity. One study found that overconfident CEOs were more likely to pursue innovation and to take their companies in new technological directions. But by the same token, many of these instincts led to the big fall. So let's talk about some research on all this. They found, first of all, that students at the top of the social hierarchy, the most powerful and respected, were also the most considerate and outgoing, and scored highest in measures of agreeableness and extroversion. In other words, nice guys finished first. That's in the beginning. And they found similar results, by the way. This was done in a university setting, in military, corporations, and politics. Chimpanzees, the biggest, strongest chimps. It's a bad predictor of which animal dominates. It's the ability to forge social connections and engage in diplomacy, even among chimpanzees. But let's talk the negative. When you give people power, they start acting like fools. They flirt inappropriately. They tease in a hostile fashion. They become totally impulsive. They compare the feeling of power to brain damage. Why does power lead people to flirt with interns, solicit bribes, and fudge financial documents? The main problem with authority is it makes us less sympathetic to the concerns and emotions of others. Now, power doesn't turn everybody into a ruthless, immoral tyrant. Some leaders just end up being tough, which isn't always a bad thing. The key is balance. The beginnings of the study, they gave people a sense of power by through a variety of psychological mechanisms. And the feelings of power dramatically changed the way people responded to information. Instead of analyzing the strength of an argument, those in authority focus on whether or not the argument confirms what they already believe. Does that sound like politics or what? If it doesn't, then the facts are conveniently ignored. They looked at 1,000 decisions handed down by the Supreme Court between 1953 and 93. Justices gain power. As they gain power on the court, they become part of a majority coalition. The written opinions tended to become less complex and nuanced. They considered fewer perspectives and possible outcomes. And of course, opinions written by the majority is what becomes law. The cure, I'll leave you with this one, friends, that the best treatment is transparency, and that the worst abuses of power can be prevented when people know they're being monitored, suggesting that the mere existence of a regulatory watchdog or an active board of directors can help discourage people from doing bad things. Is this in the Wall Street Journal? Every time I print something, it can cuts off the source. I think it's in the Wall Street Journal. Interesting, right? All right, let's talk to Jim. You there, Jim, this time? How are you?
Can you hear me this time?
I hear you this time. Fine. That's the classic one-liner of our era, right? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? As you look for a cell phone signal. Go ahead, Jim.
Now, I'm not going to mince words. If someone is so psychotic, so out of touch with reality, that they think that a clump of cells is the same as a conscious human being, and they withhold treatment for their paralyzed child because of that delusion, how is that different from withholding insulin from a diabetic because they think that prayer will heal them?
Oh, Jim, you open up a can of worms. I can tell you, I can confer that you're right in what you're saying, because I did a whole hour once on this program. I was so flummoxed by this. And I put the question out, your daughter, your wife, I make it male, female, it's easier, has a fatal illness. She's going to die. And I'm holding in my hands a test tube full of serum that has been derived from embryonic stem cells. Would you give it or not? I got to tell you, 100% of callers to the program because people who would didn't bother to call. 100% of our callers said they would not give the treatment. My comment was simply, I'm glad I'm not your daughter or your wife. I understand how fervently you believe this. But the thing that people believe is, by the way, that we're killing little babies to get these cells. Nothing could be further from the truth. These are derived from fetuses already aborted that are going to be thrown in the garbage. I'm using strong language just to jar people a little. So this is garbage. It's going to get thrown out. You can't stop that. And yet you would not allow your child to live. Yeah, I could extract something from that garbage to save the child's life. Okay, Jim, you're sure to make my life miserable because we're going to get callers. We'll see what happens. All right, let's talk to John and Marin. How you doing, John?
Good afternoon. And Nancy Reagan's comments were certainly relevant on that last subject as well. It was interesting to hear what she had to say about stem cell research and what had happened to her husband. But at any rate, I'm one of your skeptic friends that gets a little upset when I hear you think about considering the legitimacy of an MD recommending something like acupuncture in place of other things. And I understand your point, how you'd want to give something that can't have any harmful side effects and may have a placebo benefit, and in place of giving something like a narcotic drug for relief of pain. You know, hopefully down the road, for people with back pain that's hard to treat, there will be something. Maybe it'll come from stem cell research that will have low side effects and have a real effect and things won't be needed. But I was thinking about this the other day, and imagine all of the things that a doctor or a nurse walking the halls of any hospital in this country could do to a person physiologically with the drugs and techniques at their hand. You could raise or lower blood pressure. You could stop someone's heart. You can start their heart. You could make them defecate. You could make them constipated. You can knock them out. You can wake them up. Real medicine has real power. Acupuncture can't do any of those things. All right? If there's any acupuncturist listening, I offer myself up as a guinea pig. Try to make me vomit with your acupuncture. Try to knock me out. You can't do it. There's no real power there. And I think that when an MD would consider recommending treatment like that, you're giving those things a seat at the table that it doesn't deserve. There's no there. And it might even lead to something, to paraphrase, like a gateway treatment. There's a place here in Fairfax where I live, which I know you're familiar with. There's a little holistic center that offers all of these treatments. They've got a big sign in the window: acupuncture, homeopathy, Reiki, energy healing, herbs, blah, blah, blah. If someone got some relief, whether it's placebo or endorphin relief or just relaxation from a treatment like acupuncture, they might look into some of this other stuff, and they might believe the very convincing hokum that's out there, and it might lead them down the road to eschew modern medicine and to get on the bandwagon with some of these alternative treatments, which, as you've mentioned several times on your show, can lead someone to death, actually.
Yes, you know, John, you've taken my, you know, I was hedging a little before, and as always, you present a very clear and cogent argument, and you swung my needle back again, because that, as you were talking, that's where my brain was going. You legitimize these things when you do that, when you give in, because you say to yourself, it's just as easy. And I've heard this from a lot of alternative doctors behind closed doors. They'll say to me, you know, I'm not harming anybody, and what the heck, they're just going to go find it anyway, and I can make the money without the insurance companies, and I'm not going to harm people if there's no side effects to acupuncture. I mean, there are occasionally, but it's basically true. And yet what you do by legitimizing it, and I've got a couple of dead friends, you know, who went to towards alternative medicine for things that were for potentially fatal diseases that were easily curable. And because they just put off legitimate treatment by pursuing alternative treatment, you know, they're dead. So, John, all right, you got me. You got me swinging back again. I'll get hardcore. I'll get hardcore, because you are you're right. I mean, we are pledged in medicine. We're supposed to be pledged in medicine, which makes me wonder what some of these other doctors are doing to treat you with things that have data behind them, that have been shown. I'll make it simple. That have been shown to be better than placebo. Any pharmaceutical drug that's on the market has been shown to be better than placebo. Yeah, sometimes you do bigger, huger, more different studies and find, way, it's not as good, not that much better than placebo as we once thought. But man, that's the starting line. That's how you get there. And of course, the other industry has no pledge. There's no rules or regulations that say they can do that. They can just lie and tell you that, you know, their products will help you and they won't. So, okay. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Adel, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
From Universal Pictures, last weekend, one movie opened in theaters around the country that critics are calling daring, original, imaginative, stunning, exhilarating, funny, groundbreaking, classic.
Yeah. What else?
You'll fall in love with Scott Pilgrim versus the World when you see it. Why not now?
Yes!
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah!
Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with a preview day Friday. Save on hundreds of items on sale store-wide, like young men's, juniors, and girls' denim, just $19.99. Kids' screen tees, only $8.99. Take 60% off our entire stock of 24-piece bedroom ensembles. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on fine jewelry. And your choice of three Tools of the Trade 12-piece cookware sets, $39.99. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's Be Nice to Yourself Week at Orchard Supply Hardware. The question is, how? If you like digging in the dirt and planting ahead, we've got racks of perennials, lots of one-gallon varieties, two for the price of one, starting at just $4.99 this Saturday and Sunday. But if you're in love with metal and power, that calls for Craftsman. And if you want an indulgence, how about 25% off? Socket wrenches, jigsaws, lawnmowers, tool chests, wet-dry vacs, air compressors, cordless drills, weed eaters, and the new Craftsman auto hammer for those tight spots. If you're a nail, there's no place to hide, baby. All these shiny Craftsman products are 25% off Saturday and Sunday. Be nice to yourself. It's the official week for it. And Osh is the official store. Orchard Supply Hardware. Bringing you timeless value since 1931.
AutoZone. Get your car fired up for summer with a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
New spark plugs are a great way to get better gas mileage and performance. Right now at AutoZone, you can save $1.25 per plug after mailing rebate on long-lasting Autolite Platinum spark plugs. Limit 16. See store for details. Make sure your car can beat the heat. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Back once again.
The event that demands your attention.
And it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Announcing
the giant Penske Automotive Garage Sale.
For 3 days only.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Unheard of citywide savings.
Your best opportunity of the year to get into a quality new or pre-owned vehicle. Several hundred vehicles are priced to move this weekend.
And ready for immediate delivery.
Check out PenskeGarageSale.com for all sale information.
The giant Penske Automotive Garage Sale.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only.
Go to PenskeGarageSale.com.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Larry. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Adel. My name's Larry. I'm an acupuncturist. I've been practicing for 22 years in San Francisco, and I take great offense and umbrage at the last caller and your stand in particular on acupuncture. And I understand why you have that. You're very science-based, and you want to see the studies, but anything that's been around as long as acupuncture, it's hard to dismiss that it's not having some positive effect. Or why would it?
Whoa, Larry, I can't believe that's your lead argument. My God, bloodletting's been around even longer. I mean, you can't say because something's been around, voodoo's been around a long time, that's validity. Yes, we need science. We need science, Larry. So give me the science behind it.
I'm not against science. I'm just saying when you've seen the results, and I'm not saying it's 100% for all people, but I just want to respond to John's thing about, oh, acupuncture's not going to make you throw up or knock you out or wake you up.
Well, that's a pretty good challenge, I would say. In other words, when you say you see results, I mean, I've been an alternative medicine doctor. I was there. I was a holistic guy at one point. You see results all the time with all these phony baloney supplements you give people. It's called the placebo. You know what the placebo effect is, Larry. You must know what that is.
I understand that, but can I just say that acupuncture, Chinese medicine, I'm not speaking for any other modality, is about bringing the body back to balance. Homeostasis, that's a Western concept I think we can...
Wait, Larry, are you an MD or are you an acupuncturist?
I'm an acupuncturist, and acupuncture works by bringing the body back into that balance to heal itself.
Now, well, you said it works. You got to prove it works first before you go into all the, you know, voodoo balance stuff. You got to prove it works to me. How can you prove it works?
You can show blood work that increases endorphins. You can show PET scans that show change.
Endorphins, Larry, boy, you're burying your own arguments. Endorphins are the first thing that goes up with the placebo effect. I give you a red pill and tell you it cures pain. Endorphins go up. You're arguing against yourself. Come up with something objective, Larry, and I'm willing to talk to you. I mean, I'm in a hardcore mood. What can I tell you? Because it's all John's fault because of it. So, Larry, I understand everything you're saying, which is what, of course, a lot of people, quote, believe, but it just isn't real. I'm just looking for someone to challenge the placebo studies. Go ahead.
I'm not going to challenge you on research. I've done research, and I can, you know, if you want to talk research, there's problems with research. Every time you study something, you affect the outcome. Whatever. Here is that Western medicine is very good at anti-this, anti-that. You can take drugs for antibiotics, anti-inflammatory. Western medicine can kill things and stop things, but in terms of supporting the body's natural ability to heal, Western medicine is weak, and that's where you need the natural therapies like acupuncture.
Well, wait a second. You're trying to tell me that sticking a needle in someone's behind is natural? I can't think of anything unnatural. The body naturally can take care of itself. You're not making any better argument than someone taking out a hypodermic needle and doing something with it. Larry, I'm sorry, but I you've made 7 arguments in a row, and all of them actually support everything that I've said. We're just simply, and don't go blaming Western medicine, you know, these blanket kind of statements. That's just crazy. That's just the stuff of 20 years ago. You're not progressing your cause, Larry. I don't think you convinced anybody. All right, let's talk to Walt in Arizona. How you doing, Walt?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how's it going, guy?
Okay, having a good day.
Oh, the last call didn't sound like it, but...
All right, go ahead with your question.
3 easy ones, maybe. Ingredients and food, whatever they're putting in the food, like
yep.
BHT and BHA.
BHT and BHA, Larry, that's an easy one. I don't have to worry about them. I said, Larry, I'm so sorry, Walt. BHA and BHT are antioxidants. They're very much like vitamin E, and they prevent food from oxidizing. If you go to a health food store, this is beautiful, you can buy them in the health food store. It is one of the greatest examples of the hypocrisy of the supplement movement. So here the same people will complain, look what they're putting in the food, and they'll sell you a whole capsule of the same stuff as an antioxidant to take as a pill. So don't worry about it. All right, I got a scoop. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
It's an extraordinary collection from one of America's legendary designers of gold jewelry. Designs and craftsmanship that have been coveted for more than 50 years by those who appreciate symmetry, harmony of line, and textured surfaces. This is gold jewelry for those who can afford the finest. Shreve and Company Jewelers invite you to an unprecedented jewelry event happening now through Sunday at our Post and Grant Street location. It's the final trunk showing of Henri Dunay jewelry and the opportunity of a lifetime to own or give this magnificent gold jewelry. One-of-a-kind pieces, limited editions, collectible objects d'art, and luxury timepieces by the incomparable Henri Dunay. Don't miss the final offering of Henri Dunay jewelry, all at 50% savings, now through Sunday at Shreve & Company Jewelers. A San Francisco original. Post and Grant just off Union Square.
Right now, it's time to save money at Safeway. Because when you use your club card, Rancher's Reserve Ribeye Steak Bone-In is only $4.99 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. And selected 32-ounce bottles of Gatorade are only 79 cents each, plus ARV in California. Extra large Red Lion Nectarines are just 77 cents a pound. And sweet black or red plums are only 99 cents a pound. School's about to start, and Safeway is the place to get ready for it. And if you stop in today for your annual flu shot, you'll save 10% off your next purchase. There's no appointment necessary, and this year's vaccine protects against H1N1 and 2 other flu viruses. See the pharmacy for details.
Want to help your favorite school? Then just look for the yellow school bus tags at Safeway and use your club card at checkout. Because anytime you buy one of those participating items, the school of your choice gets 10% of the purchase price. It's that easy. At Safeway, you get great quality and low prices. Count on it every day. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway. Some restrictions apply.
It's back. Sleep Train's mattress price war sale is on now, challenging top manufacturers to offer even lower prices. But it's not just about saving you money. It's about improving the quality of your life by improving your sleep. Right now at Sleep Train, you'll save up to $500 on selected Simmons Beautyrest, Sealy Posturepedic, and Certavera Wang mattress sets. And for a limited time, get 36 months interest-free financing on Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America. No interest if you pay in full within 3 years on approved credit with just minimum payments required. So ask about all your finance options at Sleep Train. As always, Sleep Train offers free same-day delivery when you buy before 2, free setup and removal of your old set. And if you find a comparable mattress for less, Sleep Train will beat that price by 5% 100 days after you purchase. It's Sleep Train's mattress price war sale on now with savings of up to $500 on your new mattress. You won't just be improving your sleep, you'll be improving the quality of your life. Superior service, best selection, and lowest prices guaranteed. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John? Welcome to the program.
Oh, can you hear me well?
Yep, perfectly.
Okay, my question is, if you had two identical twin sisters marry two identical twin brothers, would their offsprings, how would they be related to one another? Would they be cousins, or would they actually be brothers and sisters?
Oh, Lord. Genetically, because you realize the one twin is going to put out all kinds of different sperm genetically, and the other, if the female twin, all kinds of different eggs that will not, you know, be them per se. So the resulting children will be very different from each other, but you could say genetically they be brother and sister, but not really, because, you know, you could assume that randomly out there in the world, the combination of genes that make us individuals could happen. Now, technically, two brothers' kids are going to be first cousins, and to two sisters' kids would be first cousins. But is that... It's an interesting question. But you do see, of course, that it would be no different than if they had one of those couples, a brother, the male and the female had two children. So they had fraternal twins. The relationship of those fraternal twins genetically, they'd be very different. They'd be different individuals, but they'd have so many genes that would be similar, and they'd be brother and sister. So I'd be prepared to say that the situation you describe, they would be as much a brother and a sister as fraternal twins or a brother and a sister of one of the couples. But the world would not call them brothers and sisters. But your point is well taken about the genetics of it. Whew. I'm going to go take a Valium. Join us.
Dr. Dina Dell.
If you're having trouble having a baby, you need to go to a place that really specializes in this subject. It's very complicated.
Pacific Fertility Center is that kind of place.
This is Pat Thurston. Those of you who know me know that I am a very happy, very proud mommy. What you didn't know until now is that I had a very hard time getting pregnant. I turned to Pacific Fertility, who made motherhood possible for me.
Pacific Fertility Center physicians are leading experts in the field of infertility. They provide the latest in high-tech treatments.
You need to find a center that offers a full range of therapies that are out there.
From my first meeting at the Pacific Fertility Center, I knew I would be a mom. These are the forerunners in fertility and fertility treatments. They diagnosed me, gave me the proper course of treatment, and celebrated my pregnancy when my test returned positive. Nothing has brought more joy to my life.
To make an appointment for a free doctor phone consultation or to attend an infertility seminar this Saturday, call 888-834-3095 or go to pacificfertilitycenter.com.
The weather's right for outdoor activities, backyard barbecues, the beach. Don't live with embarrassing toenail fungus. Get rid of it now. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Their doctors can eliminate the cause of toenail fungus using a patented new treatment in as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask one of their patients, like Bob from Redwood City.
My toenails look really gross. I tried everything to get rid of my toenail fungus. Nothing worked. And then I went to 1-800-NEW-TOES. It was fast, it was painless, and it was totally effective.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, there's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. And every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist.
Thanks to 1-800-NEW-TOES, my toenails look perfect.
Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment. Or go to 800newtoes.com and get rid of your toenail fungus now. With 7 locations, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.